Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's Q104. Back in the 40s this morning.
It's cold.
The rain is still lingering. That's what it says. Showers linger. It's not going away. And we're not going to get much warmer today either.
Have you turned on your heat yet?
I have an announcement for you.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
He did it. He cracked.
Only Alyssa and I are going to care next after the weekend. The weekend, it's Q104. Good morning, Bill and Alyssa with you. Alyssa Rose, stand by for an announcement. I have an announcement for you.
Did you do it?
I bet you didn't know it would be this dramatic of an announcement.
I had no clue. I was just ready to come in here this morning and give you a bunch of flack if you had not turned it on.
Why?
Because I keep looking forward to every morning walking into work. When I walk into the Halley building here downtown where our studios are, I get this blast of warm air and I'm like, oh, it feels so good. So clearly the Halley building has their heat on. So if you didn't turn your heat on yet, I was going to be quite disappointed.
I was looking at it as a point of pride.
Yeah, you were being stubborn about it.
How long can we go before we have to turn the heat on? And I was even texting a friend of mine about this the other day, and he's like, I'm holding out till November. And I said, yeah, I think I can hold out till November. I've been sleeping great. It's been about 65 in the house. Here's where we cracked. And okay. It's actually not even me.
I was going to say, who was it? Because I'm sure it was a specific person. Was it your wife, Paula, one of your boys?
If I had to turn the heat on in the house, I don't even know how to do it because it's one of those electronic gadgety Nest things that's hanging on the wall.
Okay, so that's just like above your pay grade.
I don't know how to operate it.
Okay.
I don't know how to turn anything up, don't know how to turn anything down. And my wife, so we were sitting with the kids, with the boys, and we asked them, how are you sleeping at night? Is anybody too cold? And Will's like, yeah, I'm too cold. And we're like, and I'm trying to convince him. I'm like, do you want to get a heavier blanket? And he's like, I checked. He does have a heavier blanket up there. So I think Paul is like, okay, we'll turn the heat on.
He's like going to bed in a parka, and he's like, Dad, please turn the heat on.
Right.
Please. Yes.
He's turned into a British orphan boy.
Well, good. I'm glad that you finally did it. And you are in the heat club.
Yes.
Welcome.
Yes, very, very much so. So we appreciate you being here this morning. We are the Q Morning Show. It's Q104. Sabrina Carpenter, Q104. It's Bill and Alyssa. Well, last night, the Cavs lost. However, it's great to have them back. NBA basketball, the regular season is back. And I sat on the couch last night. I watched the entire game. My oldest son, Will, who's 14, he put on his Donovan Mitchell jersey and sat on the couch with me. Watched the entire game last night. He's always liked Cavs basketball, but for some reason, like this year, he's more into it than ever.
Didn't, now, if I remember correctly, last year, didn't he play basketball too?
Who?
Will.
What do you mean?
Does he play basketball?
Yeah, he's played basketball his entire life.
Okay.
But he's never been, like, he's
liked
the
Cavs. Into the Cavs.
But for him to sit down and watch an entire game with me is kind of rare. So it was nice to kick back last night and have the Cavs back in our life. So that's my good vibe. What's your good vibe that you want to share with us? 216-474-0104. We do it every morning. Good vibes. Coming up at 6:55. Let's go to Cleveland Heights. We're going to talk to Carolyn to get a good vibe. Carolyn, good morning.
Good morning.
Please share your good vibe with us.
Yeah, I'm in graduate school, and I failed a class miserably last year, but...
What a good vibe!
She's still going. She's not done yet. She's not done.
I love how people phrase their good vibe sometimes. They just give us the
bad... Sometimes it starts as a bad vibe.
Give the bad news first. All right, so this turns into a good vibe. Okay.
Yeah, so I failed that class. I retook it, and I just took the midterm, and I passed.
There it is.
Woo! There we go. That's what we're talking about. Now it's a good vibe.
Yeah.
Carolyn, what are you in grad school for?
It's a pretty small program, so I don't want to say, but it's medical professionals.
Okay.
School.
Yeah, it's probably good that you don't say.
Yeah, probably for the best.
Because if I knew that if any of my medical professionals had failed their courses.
Yeah, probably not information that I would like to have in my back pocket.
It would make me a little anxious.
Yeah, that's fair. But everybody fails classes.
Well, that was just a little speed bump on the journey to your career. So you're doing fine now.
Yep. I'm in clinicals and I've put it into practice and it's going very well. So
good luck. Thank you for listening to us and for calling in this morning with a good vibe.
Yeah, of course. Have a good day.
Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa with you. So if there's only one thing that you know about Alyssa Rose, if there's only one thing that you would learn about her, would this be the one thing that you want people to know?
This is it.
Alyssa loves cats.
I love cats.
That's the one thing that she wants you to know.
I love cats.
Nothing else is important.
I want all the cats all the time.
She rescued a cat a few months ago that was somehow living in our parking garage. That cat now has a home with her pap and her nana.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So that is actually where this all started, the idea of a fourth cat, because we got our third cat, Ozzy, in May. 2 weeks later, we found Hallie in our parking garage. And I took Hallie home. We had her for like 2 weeks. And then I took her to my grandparents' house. And they ended up falling in love with her and kept her. But Bryce, my husband, ever since we had that fourth cat, is like, I kind of want a fourth cat now. It's been 5 months. So we went to the Parma Animal Shelter again yesterday. And man, right when we walk in again, we walk into the...
They're like... What are you doing here again?
No, seriously. That's like literally what they said. They're like, wait, weren't you just here?
You're like a regular.
They're like, didn't you just rescue a cat too? I was like, no, we didn't keep her. My grandparents have her. I swear we're not crazy. But we walk in and we're talking about our newest cat, Ozzy, who just hit a year. He's a very playful, very loving little boy, but he's crazy. He loves to play. So we're like, he's driving our girls a little nuts. Our girls like to, you know, just kind of rest and nap. And so we're like,
they're
maybe he needs a friend. Like,
the girls are used to having quiet time all the time.
Personal space.
Right. They don't like this intruder now.
No. So we're like, you know what? I think he needs a friend. And we walked in and immediately we saw Dexter, 5 months old, another tabby cat. And we were like, oh my God, this is the cat. Came right up to us, laid right in my lap. So I think we're going back to the Parma Animal Shelter after work today to officially bring Dex home.
So I don't know what it's like to go cat shopping, but do you need to take Ozzy with you to see if Ozzy would play with the cat? Or
we wish. Like, that's not something that you can do. And honestly, it's not very good to do, like, you shouldn't do it anyways, because you're supposed to keep the cats separated. You mm-hmm. need to slowly introduce them. But, like, it would make our life so much easier if we could just bring our cats to make sure that they all get along.
With dogs, I know that you're supposed to introduce them at a neutral site.
Okay.
Like, you're not supposed to, like, bring the new dog into the home.
Oh, interesting.
Because the dog that currently lives there.
That's their space.
Right. And they might be, like, overly protective. And so mm-hmm. that's not a good first impression with the new dog. So you're supposed to, like, meet them. So that's why I was asking, do you take one of your current cats with you to go cat shopping to see if they get along and maybe we'll start playing with each other?
No, we just kind of have to play it by ear. So we got to hang out with a couple kittens yesterday, like little kittens, and they were so cute. But Dex is like a young male. He's like 5-6 months. But like we were like, man, he would be besties with Ozzy. So I think our heart is kind of set.
So you're saying this is 100% today you are going back to the Parma Animal Shelter?
That is the place.
It's too bad that there are volunteers there and they don't work on commission.
I know, right?
Because you and cats.
Man, I love my cats.
When you walk through the door, it's like cha-ching.
Seriously, though, if anybody is looking for cats, senior cats or little kittens, they've got so many. They are such sweet little beans at the Parma Animal Shelter. So if you're looking, they've got them listed on their website, too.
So later today, you'll be saying, Ozzy, come meet your new friend, Dexter.
Dexter. Come here, Mr. Ozzy. Oh, that's a good boy. It's time to get
And yes,
some
I will
food.
Have to record a new one of
Ozzy,
these.
Ozzy, come here.
Meet Dexter. All right, well, that's fun.
I know. I will keep you guys posted. Updates coming tomorrow.
Hash It Out is next, the Q Morning Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
It's Q104, Bill and Alyssa, the Q morning show. We're going to hash it out this morning. I think it's been a while since we've had a married couple come on Hash It Out. It's been a few weeks. Michaela and Brayden, so they are married. They are having an issue. They have come to us. So Brayden is here. He's going to be able to respond to everything that his wife, Michaela, is about to say. Michaela, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
What is going on with you and Brayden?
Okay, so Halloween is my favorite holiday, and we get really dressed up every year, and we go to our friend's house, and, like, it's the thing, you know? And I asked Brayden, I was like, what do you want to be this year? And he's like, I don't care, you pick. So then I was like, okay, Alice in Wonderland and the Mad Hatter.
That's what you chose.
Yeah. I wanted to be that for a long time, and I was like, okay, it's the perfect chance.
Okay, are you talking the Alice in Wonderland, like the cartoon version, the really old one, or like the newer live-action one?
Why does that matter?
Oh, they're two different sets of characters. They look totally different.
I thought we were talking about the live-action because, like, that feels, like, more dress-up-y to me.
Mm-hmm.
But Brayden thought that, you know, it was the cartoon version. So when he saw the costume, he's like, I don't want to wear any of this. And I was like, what? I already spent all this money. Like, suck it up. You're going to wear it. And now, like, we're having this big fight, and I am just like, what does it matter? You know, like, he said he didn't care, and now all of a sudden he cares.
Okay, just so I have this in my head, Alyssa, explain to me the difference between the cartoon Mad Hatter and the live action Mad Hatter. Like, what's the difference in costume?
Huge differences. Like, the one in the cartoon, basically, he just has like a big hat, like just a giant hat.
Mm-hmm.
But in the live action version, Johnny Depp plays the Mad Hatter, and he has like white face paint and like a red wig and like an even bigger hat and like a pea coat type of thing.
So it's a much more elaborate costume.
Much more elaborate, yes.
And Brayden has put his foot down. He does not want to wear this costume. Is this a good time to bring him in right now?
I'd say.
Okay, Brayden, good morning.
Good morning.
Explain why you are against the Mad Hatter costume.
Look, I told Michaela I'm down to do the Mad Hatter thing. Just, like, not all that face paint and the huge wig and the, like, I want to wear a normal-sized top hat. I don't need some enormous top hat, you know?
But that's literally what he's known for. You have to wear the big hat.
I know, but this is, like, giant. This is a massive hat. I just want, like, to wear a normal hat. I don't know. It's a long night. You want me to wear all this stuff.
Okay,
crazy Reagan.
I think this is important. Where are you wearing these costumes? Is this for trick or treat? So he's only going to wear it walking around the neighborhood? Where would you wear these Alice in Wonderland costumes?
It's our
going friend, to our Halloween. Friend's house.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're just going to your friend's house to like a Halloween party?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's like for hours. I mean, you're going to be there for like, you know, six hours.
Only six hours. Oh my gosh.
Oh, 6 hours. That's not bad.
It's not bad.
If I threw a Halloween party, I would not want people in my house for 6 hours. That's way too long.
But I mean, you're talking about 6 hours with this itchy wig on.
Totally.
And this crusty face paint that's just probably, you know, chipping off and getting smeared. You know how it is. Like, by the end of the night, it looks all messed up. And, you know, and
gosh. Like, you're making such a big deal. I have done stuff like this before, and it's not that big of a deal, okay? You said you didn't care, and now I spent all this money, and now, like, we gotta do this.
You're gonna put on the giant hat. All right, 216-474-0104. Michaela and Brayden, we're gonna stop you right there for a second.
I think Brayden's being a party pooper.
Oh, no.
Party pooper?
Why make him wear this? He doesn't want to wear the costume. Why make him wear the costume?
Well, one, because it's a really cool costume. I've seen it done right, and it looks awesome. But two, Brayden, it's a couple of hours.
It's 6 hours, according to these people. Like, they're going to a six-hour party.
Yeah.
That's insane. No.
I think you can suck it up for 6 hours. Happy wife, happy life. Have you learned nothing from being married?
Oh, right, because in marriage, everybody does whatever they promise to do all the time.
I mean, I could just do a different costume, right? I don't have to wear this one.
And not be a couple? No way. We have to do a couple's costume.
It has to be a couple's costume.
I say they go for it. She already bought all the stuff.
No, man, he's going to be miserable. Why make your husband miserable at a Halloween party? 216-474-0104. Michaela is trying to force her husband, Brayden, to wear an uncomfortable Halloween costume. She wants him to be the Mad Hatter with some giant hat and all this face paint.
Think about the pictures. The pictures will look so good.
Fine. Get dressed up, take the pictures, and then go jump in the shower.
Boo.
216-474-0104. Hash it out next. Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. TLC with the 7:30 banger this morning. You've got the Q Morning Show. Hash it out. We heard from Michaela and Brayden. Michaela is all in when it comes to Halloween, and they have a Halloween party to attend. I believe it's next week.
Yes.
She has the couple's costume picked out. Now, she did check with her husband, Brayden, first and talked about doing some Alice in Wonderland theme where he would be the Mad Hatter. Then she went out and bought everything.
And he didn't like it.
And Brayden looked at it and was like, well, no, this is not what you said. I'm not wearing this. It's like a big giant top hat and white face paint.
And a wig. And honestly, it would look pretty killer. But Brayden does not want to partake in the fun.
So the first text that I saw, all it said was grounds for divorce. So I had to call that number to find out. Because I don't know which side, grounds for divorce for who, Michaela or Brayden. This is Tom in Lakewood. Tom, good morning.
Good morning.
Grounds for divorce on whose side here?
Team Brayden, man. That guy did what she asked.
Mm-hmm.
Then she goes over the top. First of all, Halloween should be abolished. It's the worst holiday in America.
Oh, boo.
Team Brayden agreed, which I would never do, and I give him a lot of kudos. And then she's still complaining. Is her first name Karen is my question.
He doesn't want to wear the costume that she got him.
Because it's over the freaking top, dude.
It's
never enough for you guys. Never enough.
Some may say it's over the top. Others may say that you just might be the best dressed.
Janice in Akron, is it never enough for you guys?
It is more than enough. Like I said, when I called in, I don't know what their wedding was like. But if they did have a kind of traditional wedding, I'm sure she spent hours in a dress that wasn't that comfortable, in a full face of makeup, with 86,000 bobby pins in her hair, a veil, heels. He can do this.
False lashes.
She's had her days of uncomfortability. And I also feel like if they didn't have that type of wedding, and this really is a battle, then I guess he will not say the words, I don't care, ever again. Because you get what you get, and you don't throw a fit.
So what you're saying, Janice, is that she should have put it in the vows. Michaela should have put this in the vows. Like, someday I am going to ask you to dress up like the Mad Hatter. It might be in five years.
You just give and take. And if you say I don't care, then that's your final answer. Final answer is I don't care.
Thank you, Janice.
Michaela did say that Halloween is her favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's like the first thing she said. So, like, clearly it means something to her.
So what you're saying is Brayden should realize that it's her favorite.
Yes.
And he should
stipulate. Make your wife happy. Yes.
All right, one more. Sarah in Parma, good morning.
Good morning.
Sarah, what do you think here? Should Brayden just wear the costume?
Absolutely. Halloween is once a year. And exactly what our last caller just said is that he said he didn't care. She told him the costume. He said he was on board. Here's the thing. The party's 6 hours or whatever. If he wants to take the hat off for a little bit, take the hat off for a little bit.
Yeah.
Like,
he
suck
is wearing,
it up for the picture.
He is wearing a wig. I mean, you want to show off the wig, right?
Yeah.
Take the hat off.
I mean, Exactly. Like, just, it's one day a year. And like last call I said too, it's important to her. Halloween's an amazing holiday. It's once a year. You get to be dramatic. Go for it, man.
So Alyssa and Sarah, I might have done this and I probably would have gone through with this if I were single. But now that I'm married, and now that Brayden is married, like that's what would might prevent me from not going through.
See, that's funny because I'm telling you what, I do feel confident that my husband, if I presented this as an option, he would not be thrilled with the face paint and the wig. Don't get me wrong. He would not be happy about that part, but I think he would do it for me to make me happy.
Well, that's because technically you're still newlyweds.
That could be it. That might be it.
Still in that newlywed phase. All right. Anything further? 216-474-0104. I can see where there's a line here. There's a line here. We're deeply divided over this issue.
Seems to be a men versus women one.
It really does. 216-474-0104. Samantha in North Olmsted. Good morning.
Good morning.
You are next to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge, a 5-question general knowledge trivia challenge. If you answer more questions correctly than Alyssa, you will win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. If it is a tie, then Alyssa still wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Are you ready for your questions, Samantha?
I'm ready.
Question number one. Today is National Horror Movie Day. In the movie The Ring, it features a videotape that if you watch it, you die within how many days?
7.
Question two. The name of the 5-sided building, which serves as the headquarters of the Department of Defense?
Oh, the Pentagon.
Question three. Name the actress who played the role of Tanya on White Lotus and Stifler's mom.
Oh, my gosh. Jennifer something? I have no idea.
Question four. In what city can you find the Guggenheim Museum?
Massachusetts.
Final question. We call it a nut, but it's actually a legume.
I don't know.
No guess on that one?
No guess.
All right, Samantha, let's get Alyssa back in the studio. Alyssa, please come back into the studio. Well, Samantha, you started off very well, but then tailed off there in the middle and then at the end.
Yes.
I think you should have just made a guess. I think that you could have gotten at least one of those. If you just start throwing out answers. That's a tip for everyone. Just throw out the first thing that pops into your head. Don't say pass.
Okay. Don't say pass.
That's never going to get you a point. Alyssa, meet Samantha in North Olmsted.
Good morning, Samantha.
Good morning, Alyssa.
Samantha just went 2 for 5.
Okay.
So, Alyssa, you need 2 to tie her. Any more than that, you win. And these might be some difficult questions today, so you might only end up with 1 or 2.
All right, I'm buckling up.
Question 1. Today is National Horror Movie Day. In the movie The Ring, it features a videotape that if you watch it, you die within how many days?
7.
Question 2. The name of the 5-sided building which serves as the headquarters of the Department of Defense?
The Pentagon.
Name the actress who played the role of Tanya on White Lotus and she was Stifler's mom.
Oh my gosh, what's her name? I want a hot dog real bad. It's that lady. Oh.
I can't accept a point based on a really good impersonation.
That wasn't even that good.
I wish I could.
Oh man, I don't know.
Jennifer Coolidge.
There it is.
Oh my God, I knew it.
Yep. Oh.
Question 4. In what city can you find the Guggenheim Museum?
The what?
The Guggenheim.
The Guggenheim. I'm going to go Berlin.
Sorry, that's in New York City.
Are you serious?
It is.
Okay. What is it a museum of?
I believe they have art in there.
Okay.
Upper West Side.
Oh, no. I said Massachusetts, and that's not a city. So.
Close enough.
I wasn't going to point that out, Samantha.
Yeah, it's just the details, technicalities.
Final question. We call it a nut, but it's actually a legume.
A peanut? Yes.
It is a peanut.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, those were tough questions today.
So with that final question, Alyssa actually gets the win 3-2 over Samantha. Ah, Samantha.
Wow. Okay.
Just barely scraping by.
Samantha, was that your first time playing?
Yes.
Please try again another time. I guarantee you'll do better the second time around.
Will do, because I won't pass on any questions.
Right.
Now you know.
Now I know.
And we have some trick-or-treat street tickets for you this weekend as well.
Awesome. Thank you. My name is Samantha, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
It's Q104. Bill and Alyssa with you, the Q Morning Show. Ed Sheeran has dropped new music.
More?
New music from Ed Sheeran.
Did he like just drop an album?
I'm confused. Yes. Yes, he did, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, a while back. But he has dropped a new song. And this song is going to help your child, your toddler, learn how to brush their teeth.
Okay.
It's a teeth brushing song from Ed Sheeran.
It's catchy.
So Ed was on this web series. It's called Celebrity Substitute.
Oh my gosh, I've seen those before. They're so funny.
I've never heard of it. So he walks in and he's got these, there's all these kids in there. And so they wrote this song, that PS20 Kids and the Morning Routine.
How fun.
And it's a song about teeth, brushing my teeth.
See, I already know all the words.
So maybe your kid would be into that. I remember with Drew, I always had to find, I would go on YouTube and he was into Lightning McQueen and Cars at the time.
Mm-hmm.
So there was this 2-minute video of Lightning McQueen brushing his teeth, which I don't even think is possible because I don't think Lightning McQueen had teeth.
He did, but he is a car. So does he need to brush them? I don't really know.
But he had the big eyes that were on the windshield.
Yeah.
But I don't know how. I can't even find the video. I looked on YouTube. I can't. Maybe Disney like took it down.
Oh, they were like, no, we can't have this. I had one of those singing toothbrushes, the Justin Bieber ones. But the kicker was that I was like 17.
You still had a tough time brushing your teeth?
No, I just wanted the Justin Bieber toothbrush. It's so fun.
So the music would come out of the actual toothbrush?
Yeah.
Give me an example of a song that would come out of the toothbrush.
It was Baby.
It was always Baby?
It was always Baby.
It wasn't like just...
No.
Like a medley of his hits?
We're talking like 2009, Bill, okay? Technology was not that good yet. Baby every single time.
It's the Q Morning.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Show Q104. It's Q104, Bill and Alyssa with you, the Q Morning Show. All right, Alyssa, elaborate a little bit more. So it's something that you have learned at work, but you didn't acquire the learnt ability until you had the job, and then you use this in all aspects of your life. Is that what you're saying?
Let me break this down, because I think that you're thinking more of like legit like skills, like something that like would be valuable to another job. Not at all. I'm talking about something that you picked up from your job. I guess it could be a skill, but what I'm talking about, for instance, every day when I go to the bathroom at work, when I wash my hands and I go to grab a paper towel, there's little water droplets on the sink from me washing my hands. Now, I worked a job 3 years ago that you would literally get written up if there was water droplets on the sink like that. Same thing with crumbs on the counter. There was like a hand vacuum. You had to vacuum up all the crumbs. Fingerprints on the refrigerator was like a huge no-no. We got so many passive-aggressive emails about this stuff. The one that has stuck with me that I still do consistently every single day here is I wipe down the counter in the bathroom after I wash my hands. And it's just like instinctual. I hated that job and I hated that I had to do that. But for some reason, it's just stuck with me. Another one that I do sometimes, and I actually just did it the other night when I was picking up cups from the bedroom. I'll carry 3 cups at once, like I used to do when I was a waitress. And I'm like, God, I'm so glad that I learned how to do this when I was 18, because it makes my life easier now. So I'm just wondering, is there any little things like that that you picked up at work that you still do, like, all the time?
Okay, I'll put some thought to this as well. 216-474-0104. You have the job.
You learned something
you
there.
You got used to doing something, and now you do it all the time.
You can't help yourself.
216-474-0104. The Q Morning Show. It's Q104. Alyssa has brought something up that I'm thinking about. What is it again? It's something you've learned at work.
Something you picked up at work that even when you're not at your job, or even if that is no longer even a job that you have, you still do that thing that you picked up on the job.
I'm trying to think of what that is. What could that be for me? Like teasing?
Right, like pressing buttons.
Yeah, so when I'm at home, I do the same thing that I do at work. Hey, kids, you're not going to believe what Christmas present that I got you this year. It's something you've always wanted. You're going to open up that present in 10 minutes.
More on that in 10 minutes. Right. Don't go anywhere.
Yeah, I do that all the time at home. I'm always
teasing.
Yeah,
that's totally natural. That sounds like something that would definitely happen.
How about talking to women?
I guess that could be a skill that you picked up at work.
It's something that I learned at work. Don't talk to women.
Oh, that's the skill. Just don't.
Because after I've seen the sexual harassment videos that we've had to watch here at work.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
I'm scared to talk to any females out in public just because I don't want a lawsuit.
Other women in the building try to talk to Bill and he just darts for the door.
I run far away. Abigail is with us this morning. Abigail, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Very well. It sounds so formal. Can we call you Abby or do you prefer Abigail?
Abby's good.
All right, Abby. So tell us about something that you learned at work or on the job that has stuck with you over the years.
Yeah. So during college, when I was home on breaks, I would work as a housekeeper. So it was like 2 summers of doing that. And the bed thing has stuck with me for sure. Like, you know, those little, like, they call them hospital corners, like when you make those perfect little tucked in corners.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It's just, I love it. And my husband hates it.
Oh, really?
He's like, yes. He's like, I feel like I'm sleeping in an envelope. But I'm just like, sorry, if the sheet's not tight, it's not right. Like, it's just.
That's very interesting. I don't know the difference. Like, at my house, I mean, the sheets go on. I don't think anybody's paying any attention to how tight the sheets are. But at a hotel, I mean, sometimes I get my best sleep at a hotel with the sheets.
I know. I love it when they have the sheets like that. But my husband just straight up hates flat sheets.
Really?
Like, he has beef with flat sheets. So.
That's interesting.
I get it. I hear you, Abby.
Abby, now that you've had this housekeeping job, when you're at a hotel or something like that, do you critique the work of the other person who made up your room?
I absolutely, without even realizing it, do check.
Yeah.
how they made them. And even if I'm at an Airbnb, like, I will make the bed. I will remake the bed. Like, even before we leave.
Oh, like when you're checking out. Like, they're going to come clean that, Abby.
Yeah, but it's just like, I want it to look nice. It's just like, it is so drilled into me. Like,
old habits, man. Yeah. They die hard.
Abby's got one of those carts, like at a hotel. She's got one at home. She just wheels it around the house. Anybody need fresh towels?
Mini shampoo? Anybody? Anybody?
Thank you, Abby. We appreciate you calling in this morning.
Thank you for not judging me.
Hannah in Amherst, good morning.
Good morning.
How would you like to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge?
I'm so excited.
Here are the rules, in case you forgot. If you answer more of these questions correctly than Alyssa, you will win the game. If she gets more right than you, she wins. If it is a tie, then Alyssa still wins, gosh darn it, because all ties go to Alyssa. Hannah, are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Hopefully you're still excited after we get through this.
Yeah.
Question number one. Today is National Horror Movie Day. There's been a few Scream movies, but in the original, name the celebrity who was killed in the first 10 minutes.
Oh, no. I really don't know. I like horror movies, but I think I've maybe seen Scream one time.
Question number two. The song Rocky Mountain High by John Denver was written about this state.
Rocky Mountain High. I'm just taking a guess here. I'm going to say Colorado.
Question three. If you had a rash on your skin, what kind of doctor would you seek out?
A dermatologist.
Question four. The needle of a compass always points in this direction.
North.
Final question. How many hours are there in 1 week?
In 1 week? Oh, 24 times 7 would be... I'm doing math in my head. 154.
Okay, Hannah, let's get Alyssa back in the studio.
Okay.
Alyssa, will you please return to the studio? Hannah, thank you so much for listening to us.
Yeah, thank you. I call in all the time and I never make it. So I finally made it today, but I did pretty bad.
So happy you did. I don't think you did as bad as you think. You went 3 for 5.
Oh, really?
And okay. I think you missed the two hardest questions.
Okay. Okay, I'll take that.
That's my interpretation of this. Let's find out how Alyssa does. Alyssa, meet Hannah in Amherst.
Good morning, Hannah.
Good morning.
She went 3 for 5. Alyssa, you need 3 to tie her, and any more than that, you win the game. Here we go. Today is National Horror Movie Day. There's been a few Scream movies, but in the original, name the celebrity who was killed in the first 10 minutes.
Drew Barrymore.
Drew Barrymore is correct. Question two. The song Rocky Mountain High by John Denver was written about this state.
West Virginia, I think. No? Oh, no. This is going to be so embarrassing.
He does have a song, Take Me Home, Country Roads.
Is that about, him, too?
It's about West Virginia.
That one is him, though?
Yes.
Okay.
Rocky Mountain High was about the state of Colorado.
Oh.
Hannah did not know that, but she guessed Colorado, and she gets the point.
I totally guessed. I totally guessed on that one. I just picked a state that had mountains.
And that is why I say to you, always guess.
Yeah, you always got to take a guess.
You never know. Question three. If you had a rash on your skin, what kind of doctor would you seek out?
A dermatologist.
That is correct. So Alyssa has two correct. If she gets this one or the fifth question, she will tie. The needle of a compass always points in this direction.
North.
North is correct. So she gets the tie. Final question. How many hours are there in 1 week?
What? Oh, my God. I'm so bad at math. 24 times 7. I don't know. I don't know. I don't want to do it.
The answer is 168.
No. I could have sat here with a pen and paper for 10 minutes, and I still wouldn't have gotten that.
Yeah. I tried to do that one in my head, but that was kind of hard.
Yeah. That's...
You were close. What was your guess? 154?
Yeah, I think so.
I wasn't even going to try.
You know what's funny is I could not do that math in my head either, but I was thinking there was a song that had that in there.
Are you thinking 525,600? Yeah. That's for a year. How many minutes are in a year?
They don't ever, that song never covers how many hours there are in a week.
No, it doesn't do the 7 day breakdown.
All right. We have a tie today. Hannah and Alyssa tie. Thank you, Hannah.
Thank you.
Good game.
Yep, good game.
So happy you got through. Please try again sometime, okay?
Okay, I will. Thank you.
And hang on, because we do have Trick or Treat Street tickets for you.
Okay. My name is Hannah, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.